And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Welcome, everyone, to In the Green Room. I'm Kinga.
And I'm Chet, and I hope everybody had an awesome St. Patrick's Day.
I had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day.
What did you do on St. Patrick's Day?
Okay, let me think about it.
I went on a hike with Jam.
Pull up your chair here. Yeah. Jam, you are sharing the mic with this beauty pageant.
Hello,
beautiful
world.
Queen here. Yes, I went for a hike with Jam.
Has anybody told you that you have such a beautiful like radio voice? It sounds so good.
Jam, you know how to charm me, don't you?
Jam's in the house. Jam is definitely the people.
Deja vu.
So we also have Dr. Stu, and he's going to be co-hosting with us and be a guest. It's simultaneously. And he loves to make fun of me, so he's perfect for the show. Say hi, Stu.
Hi, Stu.
Oh, if you make fun of her, then you're going to blend in perfectly.
But Jam's here to compliment me. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it just hit me finally. It was like, wow, you have a good radio voice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Thank you, Jam.
Well, Jam, your voice is pretty nice as well, in case you've never heard that before.
That's what they say.
Uh-oh, I see plastic.
For those of you who don't know, Jam is our in-house musician.
What is this doing here?
I didn't either.
In fact, I have to confess, I was late to the studio. Because,
hey, I was too. That's okay.
Okay, and we all were today.
Yeah,
okay.
I was 10 minutes early.
So, of course,
I told
Dr. Stu, just get in there and just take charge. And he's like, okay, yeah, you want me to take charge? Robin, did he take charge?
Robin's in charge.
I'm always in charge of the studio, but we were having a great conversation until you got here. So we were having fun, you know? It was just like one of those days.
And Robin, hello. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, this is Robin's kingdom in here.
Back to Robin. Robin.
This is Robin's lair.
Her domain.
Robin did something so nice for us. Chet, check out the video. Chet, she put the ocean and sea turtles. And we're saving the ocean.
Awesome.
We're saving the planet. Isn't that nice? Robin did that for us.
Saving the planet.
One show at a time. Robin, we love you. Why are we so lucky to have you?
Because I work here.
And Dave Pratt, does he understand how lucky he is to have you in this building, in this Star Worldwide Network? Like, you were it.
I don't know. Keep reminding him.
I will. I mean, he's got to listen to the show because you are the best. You're funny. You're witty. You're smart. You'll grab that mic and you have the funniest comment. I'm like, where does she get that stuff? I mean, it's in your brain. You're just like clever.
There's people that are living in my head, so we can't really discuss it.
As long as
we need to get you a mic full time.
And I don't know if people know this, but Rockin' Robin has a book out that we're going to be discussing.
Whoa.
April.
For 3 years, man.
Yes.
Wow.
What is your book called?
Victim No More.
Victim No More. So, and what is it about?
It basically started out as a book about domestic abuse and surviving that, but it goes into everything from bullying, which I was, as everyone probably has. I lost a daughter, so that's talked about in there. Bad marriages, toxicity, talks about a lot of death because I've had a lot of death in my life. So it's just basically bouncing back, not having a victim mentality, empowering yourself to take back your life and not allowing what happened to you to define you. You take what you go through and then you become a better person for it.
So important to do.
I love that. Yeah, because a lot of people like become bitter when bad things happen to them, and I can speak firsthand that Robin is a very lovely person
and
not bitter at all.
Positive.
Yeah, and always fun to talk to. So
and we love our Robin.
She's been through a lot of hardships.
Dave
but
Pratt,
she's come
you better give her a raise.
Great, so
give her a raise. We love this woman. You're
lucky
so lucky
to
have her.
Yeah,
so lucky. So we will have a show in April. Is it the 16th? April 16th, we'll have a show with Rockin' Robin talking about her book, and we'll go into further detail of her book. So everybody tune in on April 16th.
I think death is one of the biggest like teachers in life, at least for me. Like every time I've lost a friend or a loved one, I feel like, you know, you definitely are a lot more grateful for everybody that's in your life. And it kind of just reminds you that nothing's permanent, you know?
And so, you realize that every single day is a gift. It's a gift.
Every day is a gift for
sure. Every day is a gift. And most people, or not most people, all the people around me that know me know that 90% of the time I'm positive and fun and happy to be around. But you know, you have those challenges like Robin's talking about, and yeah, you're human.
There was a man that you should know about, and Robin, you'll get a kick out of it. Well, not a kick, but you should read it if you haven't. A guy named Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was a psychiatrist who actually went through the Holocaust.
Wow.
And he came up with what he called logotherapy, which is based on, if I had to sum it up, it's not what you have to endure in life, it's how you endure it.
Wow.
And I could relate, Robin, because I've been through a lot myself.
He's been through a lot. Yes.
Yeah.
He has.
We don't have enough time. The show's only an hour.
Well, he's lucky to be alive. He almost died. They said he was going to be not going to survive.
Anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, that sums it up. It's not what you've been through; it's how you deal with it, how you endure it.
And I have to say, because Dr. Stu almost died, he now lives every day like it might be his last. And that's how I live my life too. And that's how everyone should live their life, because you can't just be on that little treadmill or that.
Well, I always ask friends like the same question. I call it a Zen question, and I ask it to people all the time. Say, what is the greatest moment of your life?
Wow!
And you'll get people say, well, when my son was born, or when my daughter was born, or when I got married, or when I got divorced. But
hey, man.
Yeah,
hey,
amen. Hey. But. The Zen answer is right now.
Yes.
Hey,
right now. Because right everything else is ancient history.
That's so true.
Or future that hasn't happened.
I like that.
Thank you, Rockin' Robin. We've got some sounds going. Oh my gosh.
It's like I like to live my life spending every night like it's a Saturday night, and then every morning like it's a Monday morning. So you got to make the most of every single day. So a lot of people will just be like, oh, it's a Monday night. Like, I'm not going to have a good night or have a fun night. I'll be like, still go out and do something fun.
Where did you learn that from? Hello. I mean,
well, when you get to be my age, you have a new way name for days. So you have Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, Friday. What's today? Sunday, Tuesday. Today's Sunday, Tuesday.
See, Dr. Stewart reads so many books. That's kind of one of your hobbies.
That's one of my hobbies.
And he also likes to cook. And he has cooking classes that he does for his friends. It's really cool. If you're on the A-list, you get invited, and he cooks these elaborate meals, invites his friends. He doesn't charge anybody. Mm. And they come and eat. And you just have to be in the mood, and then he does it.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's cool.
And isn't that cool?
And then actually, the way I actually get paid, not figuratively, is that they go back, and then they cook for their spouses. And then they send me a picture of their finished product, and that's what gives me the satisfaction. Right?
So today's show, we are talking about how Dr. Stu shops at the farmer's markets.
Oh, that's great.
Which is green, which is sustainable, which is local. And local is all
local
about
is best.
Caring about your community, and that's what it's about. And well, so tell us.
Okay, so I don't know if anyone's familiar with there's a famous chef / restaurateur named Alice Waters. And she opened up a place in San Francisco called Chez Panisse years ago. And it's one of the best restaurants in the country. But she was one of the first people to come up with the idea of, instead of going to the purveyors that came, she went out to the different markets that were near her, the farms, and she built up a whole industry of the local produce for her restaurant. And she,
Alice Waters.
Alice Waters.
I've definitely heard that name before, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people. She's very famous. But one of the things that she taught me, which I thought was very interesting, was instead of going to the supermarket to shop and say, I'm going to make this dish and I have a list of the things I need to buy, she would go to like a farmer's market or to the farms themselves and see what looked good.
And then she'd pick
what looked good. And then she designed the meal over
what's fresh.
It's all in season too.
Right, exactly.
This past Saturday,
I went to the farmer's market and I saw the most beautiful cauliflower. Now I will tell you, I will fess up that as a kid, I hated cauliflower.
Oh man,
I can relate.
I love cauliflower.
I do too.
Yummy.
So I hated cauliflower, but it was absolutely beautiful, and I knew it was from a farm around here, so it wasn't being shipped in from China or someplace like that. It was local and sustainable.
Nice.
Very sustainable. Tiffany.
And so I went and I took the cauliflower, bought the cauliflower, and then I said, when I got home, I said, okay, well, what am I going to do with this cauliflower?
Yeah.
So I went on Google, which everyone does, and I looked up a bunch of recipes, and I figured out something that looked good. And since I have a pretty well-stocked pantry with the things other than the protein and the vegetables and the fruits, I was able to make it. So I took, what did I take? I took some Dijon mustard and some oil and put it on the outside. I put it on my smoker for a little while.
Oh, cool.
I baked it for about 45 minutes, and then at the end,
so it's like a cauliflower steak.
Yeah, exactly.
I love cauliflower steak.
And it was great. At the very end, I just put some grated Parmesan cheese and some fresh parsley on it with the rest leftover mayonnaise that I had, put it on the outside, cooked for another 5 minutes, and it was absolutely delicious.
That's cool.
Sounds great.
So he makes all his own sauces.
Did you bring us any
you
dishes?
You have to know that.
Yeah, you're making me hungry.
You made me
I know next
hungry.
Time you got to bring some food. We'll eat on the show.
You know,
there
about,
we go.
Yeah, bring that okay, dish next time.
There we go.
Funny you should say that because I have no, she gives me a hard time for one of my hobbies is I smoke cigars. Boo, this.
Well, he does it daily. Well, no, he does it daily
in,
for
in
hours.
The green room, we're all about enjoying your life.
Yeah, so
dude.
I do
so
it with
we,
a bunch
we
of,
don't care.
So I have a bunch of buddies. And one day, they called me at 7 in the morning and said they wanted me to bring food to the shop. And I said, I don't deliver. Well, about 15 minutes later, they were at my front door. Well, 15 minutes later from that, they had my breakfast sandwich, and they were both fed and very happy and very impressed that I was able to do it. Mind you, I answered the door in my underwear, but that's another story.
So he had the most amazing New Year's Eve party, and I took Richard.
Oh, cool.
Your relative, Richard.
Yeah.
We went. You were invited. I think you were going to come at the end, but
yeah, it was
you were
too
performing
late.
Or something. I can't remember. But you went all out. I was impressed.
Oh, cool.
I mean, he had every kind of vegetable. He had every kind of appetizer.
Nice.
He had shrimp. You had steak. You had, I was just,
well,
wow.
You know, well, you
shrimp,
have to have a lot of
the shrimp
champagne.
Was from Rocky Point. When I went down to Rocky Point, I picked up like a 6-pound frozen block of the beautiful Gulf shrimp they have down
Ooh.
There, brought it back up here, and that was one of the dishes.
And then I know you have this company that sends you produce.
Right. Well, you know,
it's very
I tell you,
sustainable.
You know, one of the things that's kind of nice is that if you can buy, I'm a firm believer in like the grass-fed beef rather than the corn-fed beef that you get at the supermarkets. And some people complain it's hard to find. The farmers markets all have them. So if you go to, if there's a farmers market near you, you'll be able to get nice grass-fed. And I think there's a health benefit to grass-fed beef over corn-fed beef. And I think it's pretty well documented from some of the countries with their meat intake.
I've seen that on several different documentaries. Like
anyway,
although eating less red meat is better for the planet, but if you're gonna eat it,
you should
eat grass fed.
And so what I was telling Kinga about was there's a company called Butcher Box, and they ship me every month or every 2 months a box of frozen beef and pork. And chicken, and it's all, you don't know what you're going to get. So it goes back to that Alice Waters thing of you get it and then you figure out what you're going to do with it. But it's all really good quality and it's very reasonably priced and it's very convenient.
Is it hormone free?
And I don't make it and I don't get, it's hormone free.
It's hormone free.
How much are they paying you? No, I'm kidding.
I don't get a cent. I promise.
I was teasing.
I don't get a cent for my cooking classes either.
So we also have in house here a big surprise. We have the international classic international woman, Darlene Quinn. I want to say hello to her too because she'll be our second guest.
Hi there.
And I you're just sitting here, so I want you to say hello.
Hi there.
And she helps children with art therapy. She volunteers at Chaparral High School and at the Schumer Art Center. And she has an event coming up, and we'll be talking about that. We want to go back to Dr. Stu, but I at least wanted
but also,
you to be able to say hello.
Yeah, feel free to chime in, though.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to introduce you, Darlene. So anywhere you have a question for Jam, for Robin, for Dr.
Stu. If you don't speak up, you'll never get to speak.
That's right.
Because Kinga is a force to be reckoned with.
there's Maneater. What about Maneater?
That's true. I think she could talk to herself all by herself. Like.
Okay, I want that, though. I want it. Where is it? Where is it?
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man.
All right.
Take the mic if you're going
to. I just wanted Darlene to be introduced so she knows she can join in anytime with our conversation. So Jim, you are in studio, and I know
so good to see you.
So good to see you.
Yeah.
And I know that you are here to sing a few songs. What are we going to hear today?
I'm going to play some. Yeah, I don't know. What should I play?
Do you have any new stuff?
Yeah, I've been working on some new stuff. I wanted to talk about...
I want to hear Universal Love no matter what, every time you come here, because that's what our show's about.
I'll play Universal Love.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about these really cool bags.
Oh,
that I
here
got.
We go.
What makes them so cool?
So I feel so guilty whenever I'm at the grocery store and I have to grab a plastic bag. And I thought it was so cool because Sprouts introduced these like canvas bags. So... I thought this was awesome. When I was living in LA, or even at Whole Foods, they have just like these biodegradable bags that are green that you can use for like your produce and stuff. But I just thought these were really cool, and I was I didn't even think about you getting one of these until I saw them in Sprouts. So everybody that's chiming in, definitely go get one of these like canvas bags, and you can
and
you
also
know, reduce your single use plastic. You know, whenever you get
if
one
somebody
of these.
Has
like
a comment. They can call in. Our number is 602-393-0113. So if you have a comment, a question, or you want to win a prize.
Definitely.
Call.
Definitely.
You might win a prize going to Dr. Stu's house to have a free cooking lesson. So call.
That's Kinga inviting random people on the internet over to Stu's house.
So I'm letting everybody know that the reason why I was late was I was fighting for plastic free. My house is being painted. It's being remodeled, and all the plastic was put down, for the painters.
Okay. First of all, you were not late. You showed up before the show started.
Thank you. Thank you.
At 6:01, you're late. You're not late.
And I was here at 5:40.
Yes. So you were not.
No,
late.
Thank you were still here before 6:01.
I love her so much. So the painters were trying to take away all the plastic, but they weren't done, and they said they were going to put new plastic down, and I said no. I said no.
A dolphin's gonna eat that someday.
Exactly, and you
don't do that.
You saw that story about the whale that died because it had 80 tons or 80 pounds of plastic.
It's insane.
It's insane, and it just was that in the news yesterday. I mean, it's just so disturbing.
Yeah,
Robin, can you Google the details? Thank you, and then we'll have you grab the mic to tell us the details. But right now, we're gonna cut to a song, Jam.
Yo,
what are we gonna hear?
Well, I've been working on this new one. I do have to say plastic, reducing the use of single-use based plastic is so important, you know. Definitely got to focus in on that. But I'll play a new song called Peace of Heaven that I've been working on. So, Chet, I'm going to steal your mic.
Can I still hear Universal Love at some time?
Yeah, we'll play it. Totally. Totes my goats.
Silver screen.
Yeah, and everybody that's chiming in to my Instagram, thanks for hanging out. You guys can check out inthegreenroom.green, and then you can listen to the audio and all the cool sound effects that they have. So
tell them that maybe you can help us.
Yeah, definitely follow In the Green Room on Instagram and inthegreenroom.green, and you can check them out there. And then also click their website, and comment for sure.
Comment. Thank you.
All right, here we go. This one's an original, and it's a new one that I've been working on called Peace
of
Heaven.
That.
So here
Yay.
We go.
Here we go.
Everything is lovely when I'm with you. I'd give you all my money to see you through. Nothing about you I need to change in any way. Love is love and it is here to stay. Oh, yeah. Ooh. You're my peace of heaven eases my mind in troubled times, so divine. Peace of heaven can't describe what I feel inside. Your paradise, peace of heaven, send a message at any time. I'll reply, peace of heaven. Mm-hmm. it's hard to love. Are we still blind? All those butterflies, they are disguised. And what we say and do, what we reap and sow. And if it ain't bliss, then we just gotta let it go. Yeah. You're my piece of heaven, eases my mind in troubled times. So divine, piece of heaven, can't describe what I feel inside. Your paradise, piece of heaven, send a message at any time. I'll reply, piece of heaven. Of heaven eases my mind in troubled times. So divine, peace of heaven, can't describe what I feel inside. Your paradise, peace of heaven, send a message at any time. I'll reply, peace of heaven.
Sorry, I had to steal your mic so I could compliment you. That was awesome, Jam.
Thanks, bro. Awesome.
Appreciate you,
Jam. Beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you. You're incredible.
What was your inspiration to write that song?
It was this wonderful expression of the universe. I don't know.
Was it a girl?
What does that
yeah,
mean?
It was a chick.
Did her name start with S?
It did.
So what happened with that girl? Did you guys go rock climbing?
Kinga. Can't talk about
we're
it.
On the
we're
air
on
the, right
we're
now.
We're on the air right yeah. now. Come on, really?
I just want to know.
No.
Let's go rock.
On
we can talk about it.
Kinga.
We can talk about it.
Who's next?
I didn't know it's a secret.
Taking people down like a sniper.
You like her and she likes you.
We can talk about it later.
Okay, we'll talk
my
about
God.
It.
My
God.
Okay.
This is a secret. So, Robin.
Jam's so, blushing.
Robin, grab the
He's
mic.
The same color as his hair.
I'll start slinging it over here at me.
So what happened with the whale?
Oh,
there was a whale that washed up.
This was in the Philippines.
Okay.
88 pounds of plastic found in the stomach of a dead whale. After the autopsy, that's what they found.
That's crazy.
So that had to be why it passed away or why it died.
See, that's why we need canvas bags.
Well, and that's why everywhere you go, you have to refuse. You have to refuse the plastic.
Yeah.
You have to come with your own cup. And that's why we had, in the green room, we had bags, hats. We had everything but cups.
Well, and I sent
but
you,
we're gonna
I
have
sent
cups
you,
again.
Chet, and
we
Rachel.
We sold out. We have to.
That's
we have
great.
To,
I sent you, Chet, and Rachel this like little pack. It's like it has like a straw. It has like all your eating
the
utensils.
Bamboo.
Yeah, it's
all
made out of bamboo. And everybody should get them. It's like $15. That's shipping included. And it's like, you know, you'll never need to use like another fork or plastic knife again if you just keep that in your car with you.
You take
everywhere.
It with you everywhere.
Well, you'll just
we'll
use the bamboo one.
There we go.
Right. But, well, that's yeah. what I'm saying. Yeah. And they have like, there's spare ones in there
clarifying.
Too. So, yeah. You get
so,
it.
Robin, you have your
yeah,
sustainable cup.
Yes. And I started off with a different kind. And as your studio director here at the network, I had no choice but to get rid of other plastic because,
good.
You know, that's what you do. You're part of the show. You got to do that.
That's right.
Because people see what you're doing. I had to go to this one instead. Well, I know he was
EPA
thirsty.
Free, no.
I had to go to this one instead because I couldn't find the straw, a replaceable straw for the inside of mine. They were all too short. So I ended up getting rid of that one and just going with the one with
but
the lid.
But that's reusable.
And the cup.
So yeah. that's fine.
That's yeah. not single use plastic.
That's not single use.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
you're
all about
exactly
reducing.
My point. You know,
yeah. reducing.
I
yeah.
will not drink out of water bottles between what you guys have taught me and a doctor yeah. on another show here
nice.
Taught me because. You have to think about not just what you're drinking out of, but the fact that these bottles are transported.
Yeah.
They're not transported in a refrigerated truck. They
right.
are transported in a truck that's open and the sun is hitting it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the plastic, when you're and it sits and sits and sits, that can cause cancer.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy.
It
oh,
is
yeah.
unhealthy. And you don't know what lives and breathes. Even if you're refilling these bottles and drinking out of them consistently, apparently you have to throw them away eventually. Because the longer they sit, they accumulate bad things as well on the plastic. So.
Absolutely.
And especially when you live in the heat like Arizona.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your car can get up to 125 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and then that plastic's just baking into that water. It's just cooking
yeah.
in there. Ew.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, it's not good for your system. So that is one thing as the studio director for the Green Room that I have learned not to drink out of plastic bottles anymore.
Out of plastic bottles, it's
That's
bad.
That's right. That's right.
And a whale might eat it.
And so. look at Rockin' Robin is so into it. Like, she's got the video going of the ocean over there. We're trying to save the ocean.
Can you guys zoom in there? We're not trying. We are.
Because saving one ocean at a time.
Thank you.
See? One ocean at a time.
We're saving the ocean
one show at a time.
So he looks a little lonely over here. I'm going to give him back his microphone.
I love when you can grab mine, too. So, Dr. Stu, how do you feel? You being a doctor, you being into cooking, you're writing your cookbook, you're all about local and healthy and natural. How do you feel about drinking out of plastic?
Now she's asking me the question because I'm drinking out of plastic.
You're in the hot seat.
I'd rather be drinking out of crystal goblet, but she didn't provide a crystal goblet.
I mean, yeah, that would be pretty stylish.
So maybe the next time I'm on the show, will you have a nice
Waterford
crystal for me and I'll drink out of that? Okay, I have no problem with that.
We do need some goblets for this.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Now that my house remodel is almost done.
I have a RO system in my house and I use water. I don't buy bottled water. I make my own iced tea.
Nice.
He uses all china. He does it very fancy. Yeah. This guy is all into the presentation of his cooking.
Well, because I'm one of those people who believe that you eat with all your senses, and the first one that you see is your eyes, and it does two things. One is that you see something, it looks good, it tastes better. But the more important reason is that when you get to be a little older like I've gotten, you need to worry about portion control. And I do not believe in serving food family style for that reason. I put on the plate the amount of food that I want to eat. And that what happens is then when you finish your plate, there's probably more in the kitchen. If you really want more, you can get it. But you give time for your brain to get the signal from your stomach that you've eaten enough and you don't overeat that way.
Smart.
And I'm also when I go to a restaurant, I don't feel like I have to finish my meal because you know what? Leftovers, when there's, I wish they wouldn't give it to me in the styrofoam boxes, but
totally.
I'll take it home.
That drives me nuts.
They should not. That drives me nuts.
It into a second meal.
That's very efficient.
Okay, Jam, we have to single-handedly take care of these restaurants that are letting styrofoam still exist.
Well, I think it comes down to the individual too. It's like you got to be the change that you want to see in the world. And this is something
we are the change. We're change makers.
We are the change.
In the green room, we are change makers. That's what our show is about. And that's why Dr. Stu is here, because he's trying to tell you guys, don't shop anywhere but the farmer's market, because that's all local.
It's true.
I mean, mostly farmer's market, because that's mostly local. And he's promoting that you eat natural foods that are local.
And I do. I buy a lot of stuff at Trader Joe's because they have great. You know, the best thing about Trader Joe's is that you don't have to decide which brand you want to buy.
No, I agree with that. But most of Trader Joe's is pesticide-free.
One source.
The stuff is pretty good quality.
And I'm pretty sure it's all non-GMO if it says Trader Joe's on it, too,
It's pretty much non-GMO. It's also, most things don't have pesticides. It's natural.
It's good.
Even though it's not locally
sourced.
They
also don't use plastic bags, which I believe in the state of Arizona should just be. It bugs me whenever I go to the store.
Well, don't want to bug you. Let's take care of it.
Let's take care of it. There are only solutions.
Well, in Trader Joe's, you can buy the bags at Trader Joe's.
The canvas ones,
The canvas ones. They're very inexpensive. They have paper ones they give you, but I keep them in the trunk of my car because I know if I'm going to go in there where I'm going to use one, two, or three bags full.
Are in the green room bags sold out like hotcakes. We could not keep them.
Don't you have one over there? Here, show one.
Yeah, actually, here we go. It's actually Tiffany's.
Yeah.
I didn't get my Google bag.
So I was going to say, I think plastic bags should definitely be outlawed in Arizona and nationwide, for that matter.
All sustainable. There's no toxic dyes. I love you. Robin.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
I love those bags.
You love it?
They're awesome. And so, Rachel designed it.
So Jamie's going to help me redesign and improve the bag.
Did they give you a bag yet?
And cups.
That.
Yes.
So, they'll give you a bag before you leave, I promise.
So also,
they haven't given mine yet either.
The green room, I've now convinced you to go into investing into reusable cups, so like metal cups.
We'll do that.
So we're going to get.
You're going to spearhead that. You're our marketing department now.
Well, also, one of the things.
I'm happy to do that. Yes.
One of the things we were just talking about, too, is how bad styrofoam is.
You got to get Chet now.
We need to convince a lot more restaurants to use paper to-go boxes.
You got
to
get it on Chet.
Yeah, styrofoam is very toxic for the ocean.
Oh, and I'm not going to shout out the place or call them out, but there's a restaurant that you go to.
Call them out.
Okay. No, I'm not going to do
call
that.
Them out.
No, who is it?
All they use is styrofoam. Where? It's terrible.
Call them out.
It's that chicken place.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
That's all of the chicken.
There's your problem right there.
I don't eat there. I don't eat there. Chet eats there. It's yes.
Oh, Chick-fil-A? No.
It's not. It's there. Yes. It's Cane's.
Okay. All
Cane's
chicken
has all styrofoam.
Yeah. It's good. Okay.
And there's a gym here
Chet,
in town.
How does it make you feel whenever you eat Cane's, though?
Well, no, I just keep going.
Probably not very good.
I keep going back to try to tell them they need to switch to paper.
Okay, that's can I tell you, I've been feeling good because Jam has had me eating vegan and vegetarian. I am feeling so good.
For the most part.
Okay,
oh,
Darlene,
the
anytime
truth comes
you
get out. And Jam, how much has she actually been eating?
Every time Kinga and I eat out, I'd say, 90% of the time you eat vegan.
Which is probably about twice a week, two or three times a week when you're in town.
Hey, the biggest.
Yeah, thank you. Hello.
Meat free Mondays.
Robin,
if you're
Robin,
not,
Robin.
Everybody that's chiming in that's not vegan.
Oh, Tiffany has something to say. She's here.
If you try one time out of the week, you know, it's like, I was just reading a book today about learning like piano and stuff like that. And it's like, if you want to learn something or you want to incorporate something into your life more, it's like, do it a little bit at a time so that you don't get overloaded. You know, I went vegan. I went from eating steak and meat to being vegan in a day, but I'm not like everybody else. It's like some people need to gradually.
No, I'm feeling like today I thought all I want are a bunch of vegetables because you've
veggies
taught me
good.
How good they taste.
Yeah.
In the preparation, like what was that? We had a curry sauce last time.
Oh yeah, we had some curry.
God, that was good. And all those vegetables you don't need
from Whole Foods.
Yeah, but Kinga, you liked the sopressata on that pizza the other day, if I remember correctly.
I did.
Stu is calling you out.
I did.
You're not a vegan.
I did, but see, when in Rome, and that's where I'm not gonna fault anybody, but if you go to someone's house, like when I go to Dr. Stu's house and he prepares food, if I come there and I say, I'm not eating this, I'm not eating that, I'm not eating that, and it all goes to waste because I'm being so picky about not eating vegan.
She's just afraid she's not going to be invited back if she does that.
But when I'm choosing, I can choose
so
to
you
eat
know,
vegan.
You know my friend Cody Bergkamp, right? Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
when we were the fat babies at Halloween,
yes,
we ran into him.
We were fat babies
we
on
were fat
Halloween.
Babies at
and
Halloween.
So Cody is vegan.
That was our costume, and we won.
Cody is vegan the majority of the time. But his lifestyle is like he doesn't want to see anything go to waste either. So
hello.
If somebody doesn't finish eating, and I know it, like I've heard from mutual friends that like Jack Johnson's the exact same way. It's like if somebody's gonna not eat something or finish something, he'll finish it. And so my buddy Cody's the same way, and he cares about the environment just as much as
well. Let's get him on here.
As that the world's most leading environmentalist, and everybody should be leading this movement. I mean, this is to keep our planet healthy and robust and thriving.
Well, and for us,
like you were eating pizza,
and for us to enjoy life on this planet.
But hold on, Jam was eating pizza with Alice Cooper, and Alice Cooper ordered him a pizza, and it had something on it that you wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
So you said, "I'm sorry, I can't eat that."
And then he was like,
"I can debate. You know, should you eat that because now it's going to go to waste?" Or should you not eat that because you feel strictly
here's
that
what
sad
I did.
To eat an animal?
This is what I did. I brought my own food. I brought my own food over, and I ate my own vegan pizza. So that's just what I do. And, I mean, it depends on the individual. It's like if I ate chicken right now, I would get super sick.
Well, that's why you wouldn't eat it.
Yeah. But
of course you're not going to eat
beyond that. I also care about – it's like if you want to make the biggest impact on helping the earth, a vegetarian and vegan diet is – proven to be the most beneficial thing that you can do. So,
but also I want to spread
and also
to the
judge
world.
Not lest ye be judged.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's
I'm not
like,
judging you. Are you judging me?
No. Take that word judgment and throw it out the window.
Okay,
I'm just leading by example. You know, that's all we can do.
Oh, here we go. Woo! So. Robin's rocking it in the house. Let's go. Woo-hoo! Okay, so I think Tiffany's back there, and we hear her talking a little. I think she wants to grab the mic for a second to talk about how she is vegetarian.
Yeah, Tiffany's vegetarian too.
Okay, so Tiffany, do you want to grab this mic for a second? So Tiffany, can you say hello?
Hello.
And Tiffany helps out with the show. Can you tell us why are you vegetarian?
Well, I used to get sick a lot. That was one of the reasons. So I started being vegetarian and also gluten-free. But then I just went to a stroke thing, and they basically said not to eat meat because that can, one of the things, can cause a stroke. So they say exercise. They said, not eating meat, and they said to your cholesterol down and everything.
So the leading doctor said, stay away from meat.
They say, yeah, stay with meat.
Well, there you go. So thank you for that.
The good news is tequila has no meat in it.
There you go. Tequila all the way. So thank you so much for always supporting our show, Tiffany. I just wanted you to be able to say something. So we have to get back to this beautiful classic international woman. And we need to hear about how she is helping the community and the children in Arizona. And also you live in California. So can you tell us what you're doing?
So before I go into that, I wanted to interject about restaurants and food waste. And there's a really cool organization that I have partnered with. And their event every year is called Empty Bowls.
Okay.
And
I don't know
myself,
about this. Great.
Myself as a ceramic artist have donated for the last couple of years a dozen bowls each year. And at the event, the bowls, these beautiful ceramic bowls are sold.
Are those the floral ones? The flowers?
Actually, I made different bowls for that.
Okay.
But the purpose of the event is to raise funds for the organization that goes from restaurant to restaurant, collects the extra food at the end of the night, and then distributes them to shelters.
Absolutely. And the reason restaurant should be doing that.
And the reason they call it Empty Bowls is because artists around the community are donating these ceramic bowls because someone else's bowl is always empty.
I love it. How do we find them? Do you know, what's their website?
I think it's Empty Bowls.
Okay. I'm going to look them up. We have to get them on the show. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And are they Arizona? Are they worldwide?
They're national at a minimum, could be worldwide, but Arizona has a strong presence.
Because there are a few restaurants I like to go to, and you know, if just let's say Jam over here orders something that is vegan, and then I'm not going to shout out the restaurant, but for whatever reason, about half the time they bring the food to him and it's not vegan. And he'll say, oh, this is on it. It's not vegan. Mm-hmm. And they take it back. And I'll say to them, please don't throw that away. You know, and they're like, we have to. But last time they said that they were going
to send it to Empty Bowls.
Yes, exactly. And I've talked to the managers of that restaurant because that particular restaurant, they say it's actually, it could harm them in some way if somebody got sick. Yes, yeah. Health concerns. And so they do not, they throw that food away. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a shame that somebody would go to bed hungry and that the homeless are not eating that food. And I want to work on that. Jan, we got to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Chet, we got to work on that.
Agreed.
In the green room, we're saving the planet.
One show at a time.
So you do so much. This beauty queen right here, Classic International Woman, I can never remember what it's called, but Classic International Woman is trying to bring awareness to helping the elderly. You take your dogs.
I do. Through Pets on Wheels of Scottsdale, my dog, Lily, is certified under them for me to take to assisted living homes and Alzheimer's units around Scottsdale to bring puppy love and doggy kisses and friendship to the lonely, the infirm, the aged. You know, it's a forgotten generation.
It's such a big deal because I know Chet and Rachel and I used to go to the elderly and we'd bring our dogs and we'd play the piano. And it's so sad because some of those people would cry when we'd leave because no family comes to see them. It's so sad.
It is the forgotten generation. Yeah. It is, as they say, and I see that firsthand when I bring my dog Lily to visit once a week. I'm there every Monday afternoon. A lot of adult children will put their parent because they can't take care of themselves at home in an assisted living environment. And
I never want to go in a place. Throw me off a bridge. Throw me from an airplane.
How high of a bridge?
As high as you want it to be, because I want to splat. I don't want to go in a home.
I'm kidding.
Crazy, but I might be their only visitor of the week.
See, and I know that's true, because we would go, and we know. In fact, you know, one of the places we would go to is what's that one on by Payas to Wapik, Chet?
Oh, the Beatitudes.
We'd go to that one, and then the other one that's on 16th Street. What's that called? But it doesn't matter. We would go there at least twice a week because they had to have what, like 200 hours a year, 200 hours a year on top of all the sports they were doing. And all the moms would drop their kids off, but I would insist upon staying. And it was so much fun. I'd make everything fun. So we'd bring the dogs, we'd bring the arts, we do arts and crafts, and we wouldn't just like visit with them. We would really bring fun. Oh yeah. It was really fun.
It's so interesting, the bond that a dog has with another human versus a human with another human. It's just to another level. And it's just magic to see the elderly or whomever we're visiting light up. And that touch therapy from petting the dog and brings conversation. And they also then speak about dogs that they used to own and the life that they're missing right now.
I know you mentioned that. It's like it brings back all those memories for them, especially those Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, it does. It spurs conversation when oftentimes an Alzheimer's patient is silent.
Did you see the movie A Dog's Purpose by any chance?
I didn't. I have the book, which
okay,
I haven't finished.
You should. Well, the book is wonderful, but the movie was great. And I was just in the theater the other day, and they're doing a sequel to it. Huh. And if you want to understand, if you don't have a dog, you go see the movie, you'll want to have a dog.
Yeah.
If you have a dog, you'll appreciate your dog that much more.
Yeah.
And
I
if
miss
you don't
my
like
dog.
Dogs, you could be an alien because dogs
They're
are the best.
Such loving companions.
Okay, well, we have to go to the Humane Society soon because my house is almost ready and I need a new dog. I need to go rescue a dog. In fact, I'm going to be going to the Humane Society. They have a fashion show on, I think it's March 31st. And anyway, I'm going to that and I think Tiffany's going. So if you guys don't have tickets, go to the Humane Society's doggy fashion show on March 31st, and donate to help those rescue dogs. So tell us more about what you do. I know you're helping the kids at Chaparral with pottery.
I'm very passionate about the fine arts. I'm a ceramic artist, and I've been practicing on the hand building and on the wheels since 1988, when I first started in college. It's been forever. But growing up, we moved 9 times growing up. So I was always the new kid, so always having to find new friends, but I found solace in the art room. And so knowing that, I give back to Chaparral High School. I'm there out of my own volunteer time, 25 hours a week, showing the students how to throw pottery on the wheel.
Wow.
I love that.
It's
go Firebirds.
It's an interesting time in that these high schoolers come in as teenagers and they leave as adults, and it's formative years for them. And so to be a mentor during those years and work one-on-one doing a little art therapy.
I love passing on
my passion and love of art and inspiring.
And you make these really beautiful bowls with flowers. It almost looks like Balik. It's so pretty.
Thank you. So that comes
from... I want
from,
one.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on the spot. I want a collection for my new house.
That sounds
good.
Oh,
you went from one to a whole collection. You're a great person to learn from on negotiating skills.
I know.
I want one pot. I want a whole collection of pots.
Okay, since I have to do a throw out to Chaparral because my daughter was a Chaparral student years ago. And back when she was at Chaparral, she got involved in the special ed, taking care of kids there. And she got so involved in it that she went to 5 years of college to become a special ed teacher and is now a special ed teacher in San Diego getting her master's.
I love it.
So a shout out to
Nikki. They do. Chaparral High School does a great job with that department. It's called Life Skills. And they really engage the other students in that. And they call it Best Buddies, where they have another student will shadow and become close friends with another student from the special needs department, the life skills department. There's every year to year, there's maybe one, maybe four of those students out of this life skills department in my classroom. And so I have a special wheel set up where I have a stool on the other side and I'm really assisting them one-on-one to create something.
Needs.
Yes. There's also a wheelchair wheel in our classroom. And this year we have a young gentleman named AC who's a senior this year, and I've been helping him throw pottery on the wheel with his wheelchair bellied up to that wheel.
You're a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
You are spreading the green love, as we call it here on the show. And I would love to hear another jam and jam out with Jam Now.
Yeah.
Are we going to hear a song?
How many times can you say jam in one sentence?
Well,
we are going
jam,
to find out.
Well, I think sometimes I nickname him Strawberry Jam, but I don't know if he likes that.
You can call me whatever you want, Kinga. You can call me whatever you want. All right, here's
Strawberry Jam. Let's go.
Strawberry Jam. All right, here's another new song. This one was inspired by my dad, and he was always like, "Finish this song for me." And I never felt like I could. I never was able to finish the song. I was like, "Dad, you're gonna have to pass away like the cats in the cradles in order for me to like finish this song for you." Or no, like there's a Bread song where the guy lost his dad, and I'm like, "You're gonna have to pass away in order for me to finish this song for you." And he was like, "Oh, you got to finish this song." And so I had a dream where he passed away, and when I woke up, I felt so guilty that I never finished that song for him. So I finished this tune, and it's called Jaybird. And so, yeah, here we go.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Told me when I was young, time's running out, better do what you love. Love what you do. Ooh, another day passes by. We're all stardust floating in the sky. I'm your sunrise. You might feel distraught at times, thinking cat in the cradle rhymes, but you've made this jaybird sing. Instilling confidence within my consciousness. Oh, you've made this jaybird sing. How could I ever forget all those memories heading up north as a kid? It's what we did. Ooh, you taught me how to shoot a gun. Now I'm sticking flowers in every single one and having fun. You might feel distraught at times, thinking cat in the cradle rhymes, but you've made this jaybird sing. Instilling confidence within my consciousness. So you've made this jaybird sing. Hope to make you proud someday. I know you don't care about all those accolades and what they say. Oh, you just want a happy son. Happiness is real when shared with someone. Yeah. You might feel distraught at times, thinking cat in the cradle rhymes, but you've made this jaybird sing. Instilling confidence within my consciousness. So you've made this jaybird sing. This time passes by, words just can't describe my love and gratitude. Ooh, 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 it's because of you and everything that we've been through. Your jaybird flu. You might feel distraught at times, thinking cat in the cradle rhymes, but you've made this jaybird sing. Instilling confidence within my consciousness. So you've made this jaybird sing. Ooh, 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 ooh.
That was beautiful, Jam.
Thank
yet
you.
Again.
Your dad is
always
a lucky guy.
Always serenading us.
Thanks.
I want a song written about me, Chet.
Kingo, this one's for you. We're so green, and I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jam. Go.
Yeah.
Jam just so did sweet. It on the fly. Wow.
I love it.
It's on the fly.
I love it. I love it.
That's so really impressive.
Uh-huh. So I think that
I thought you were
going
to keep
we all have homework.
Impressive, because it's hard to rhyme.
Chet, you're impressive.
Chet,
see,
rhymes
I
bet.
Knew. I knew.
Chet, what about bet?
It's
Chet,
hard to rhyme with
you can
impressive.
Win a bet.
Yeah. We're not
so,
worthy.
So I want to get everybody. I want to give everybody homework each week.
Yeah, I like
so,
that.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes. Yes. So when you're listening to this show,
life work, not just homework. Life work.
Life work. Life work. So in the next week, I want everyone to go out there and refuse single-use plastic.
100%.
100%.
Refuse. Reduce. Reuse. And recycle.
And be less wasteful. I don't want to say zero waste because. You know, we're going to be, we have to take baby steps.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, zero less... waste. I think zero waste is great. Well, I mean, we should definitely try. I mean, and strive to do that, you know. Thrive
right.
And strive.
Well, we're always thriving.
And
we
always
are.
Try
we're
to be
thriving.
Nicer because you never know.
Yeah.
And just being a little bit nice to somebody could pick
absolutely.
Their whole day up.
That's totally. So true. That's so true. Thank
very
you so
true.
Much, Robin.
Very true.
Yes. So we have 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And in this 3 minutes, I want everyone to promise, write a comment. Tell your friends about the show. Tell them to, you know, help our mission here. And, you know, you start with local. Obviously, we can't take care of what's happening in New York, but everyone, this is a worldwide show, but you start with your little community and talk to your friends. You know, say no single-use plastic. Bring your cups with you. Bring your bags with you. You know, if you're going to go out to a restaurant, you know, you don't have to drive an hour away. You know, you don't have to drive to Chandler if you live in Paradise Valley to
yeah.
try a restaurant. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's a waste of the gas.
Right.
So just all these little things and write them down. And then, mm-hmm. you know, comment and let us know what you're doing. Do you guys have any ideas?
Give us some good ideas. Yeah. Come on.
Definitely throw some, what was it? Just like, what a Tupperware. Put some Tupperware in your car if you want to like take to go and just ask the people at your
that's
at
a great
restaurant
idea.
To use the Tupperware.
That's a great
than, rather
idea.
Rather than styrofoam and leave
okay.
it in your car.
See, like
in your car.
That's brilliant. Now, people laughed at me. Now, I don't think it was last week. I think it was the week before because I was trying to go longer without washing my hair. You know, if you've got a lot of hair and you sit there in the shower for an hour, you're wasting a lot of water.
Speaking of which, we didn't get to talk about the Wim Hof method. We got to do that the next
okay.
show.
Well, that's going to be a whole show.
That's
so
going to be
let's
an entire
not,
show.
Yeah, let's yeah. not I, let's not divulge that yet.
And I want people to start going to try to go to some of the markets.
There you go. Okay.
Because I think they're all over town. Just Google to find the one that's closest to you. I went to one on Cactus just west of the 51. It's on every Saturday. I know there's several of them in town. Farmers markets.
And that's sustainable on both environmental level because you're saving all the transportation pollution and all that, but it's also sustainable on an economical scale.
Well, they're not transporting.
Yeah, but you're also supporting
stuff.
Local businesses
right.
and local
yes.
farmers. So for the economy, that's really good, just keeping all those businesses afloat because, you know, you want to keep some of the farming here.
And also
really
try to support restaurants that are supporting local farmers mm-hmm. and local wineries and everything local. And
shop
believe it or
local.
Not, I'm going to shout out a restaurant.
We're going to hypnotize
that,
you.
That's new to me.
Local.
And it's called Base. It's Base. This guy from Australia moved here and he's, I think the restaurant, I don't know how, I think it's maybe 2 years, 3 years old.
That's where she
but
had
it's new
a sopressata pizza, by the way.
Yes, we had lunch together. Thank you, Stuart. Yeah. Well, you insisted. You wouldn't let me have a vegetable pizza. So I ate what you ate because I was trying not to waste. But they're all local, and they're 100% organic.
Wow. Wait, where is this?
See? It's about a block from my house.
Oh.
It's called Base.
Base?
Base.
It's on 32nd and Lincoln.
Do you get to go to first and third base?
Yes. You go to all the bases. So we have to wrap
bases?
It up. Check out Base. Your homework this week, no single-use plastic.
Shop at Goodwill.
Bring your own bag. Shop at Goodwill. Thank you so much. Go to Onyx Body.
Reuse.
And refuse, reduce, reuse, and be less wasteful.
And support people that support being green, too.
And go to the farmer's market. Dr.
Totally.
Stu, do you have a tip? One last tip? One last tip.
We're Julie, saving the no planet.
One show at a time.
Woo!
thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.